been considerable work done with Sligo County Council and the department around land development for the specific purpose of student accommodation. And I think this is important, that this accommodation needs to be segregated from market forces or geopolitical forces and be solely for the use of student purposes, or else we're going to be hit with this crisis, as you mentioned, annually. So there is land that has been set aside for this, and negotiations are ongoing. We know that Taoiseach Simon Harris is a former Minister for Higher Education, and together with the Minister Patrick O'Donovan, they are giving considerable support for increasing the number of student accommodation options in Sligo. So it is something that's been highlighted. It's something I will continue to lobby for. And we do know that there is a long-term solution for this between the ATU, the department, and the county council in the pipeline.
We see every year how the ATU seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and the campus, and there, I suppose, more and more students are seeing Sligo as a viable option to carry out their third level education, and the beds simply aren't there. But hopefully in the next, well, the near future, that the beds will be there and those students will be accommodated.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why, like, first off, as I mentioned, there is this fantastic offer of 14,000 tax free for a student bed. Now, I'd encourage people out there, if they're interested, to contact the Students' Union. I really think the key is separate and segregate the student accommodation from market forces and geopolitical forces. And this can only be done with a dedicated student accommodation, which we know the funding and support from the department is there, and the lands are available from the county council. So we really need to push on this, and that's something that myself and my Fine Gael colleagues will continue to do.